It's Thursday, August 17th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Muslims are secretly converting to Christianity every day in the Middle East. Christian Today reports over 500 of them have fled from persecution in their own countries to find relief in Turkey. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Jalil of World Refugee Care, who ministers to Christian refugees, about the significant drop in Iraq's Christian population since 2013.
The Iraqi Christians have fled Iraq due to persecution. What happened was people used the freedom that they had and they came against the Christians by kidnapping them, killing them, persecuted them, pressuring them, and the Iraqi Christian fled. And then ISIS in 2014 came and that added more pressure and persecution to the Christians.
Pastor Jalil shared how God used ISIS and the mullahs, the Muslim scholars, in the process of bringing Muslims to Christ.
The tipping point has been ISIS. And the tipping point also has been the mullahs of Iran. What happened is when people start seeing that these people are brutal and murder in the name of their religion, they start questioning their religion.
Praise God for how he works in mysterious ways to convert Muslims. Pray for the Christian refugees who are really in need of homes for their families. Christianity has been growing in Iran at an exponential rate for the last couple of decades, especially among the youth, according to Mohabbat News. This conversion of young people has come despite Islamic indoctrination in the family and educational system. A leading Islamic seminary official named Ayatollah Alavi Borojerdi recently said, quote, accurate reports indicate that the youth are becoming Christians in Qom and attending house churches, unquote. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of State released the 2016 International Religious Freedom Report, covering 199 countries and territories. In his introduction to the report, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson condemned ISIS as a leading perpetrator of persecution and genocide against Christians. He also stated that protection of persecuted groups, including Christians, is, quote, a human rights priority for the Trump administration, unquote. You can view the full report in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The leaders of some of Europe's biggest countries are childless. This includes Germany's Angela Merkel, France's Emmanuel Macron, Britain's Theresa May, and Italy's Paolo Gentiloni. Political commentator and New York Times bestseller Mark Stein pointed this out in a recent video, saying, quote, the European political class is barren. In a sense, it exemplifies the barrenness of the general population, which is true in Western Europe, unquote. Rahim Kassam, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News London, told Fox News this week that Europe's childless leaders do not have a, quote, vested interest in the future of the West, unquote. The state of Arkansas has been cleared by a federal court yesterday to defund Planned Parenthood, according to The Hill. Back in 2015, pro-life lawmakers in Arkansas tried to defund the murder business of its Medicaid dollars, but the legislation was challenged in court and blocked by a lower court judge. However, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals lifted the injunction after the state appealed. Lifeway Research released a report this week that found that most or two-thirds of Americans admit they are sinners. However, only a minority said they, quote, depend on Jesus Christ to overcome sin, unquote. 18% of respondents said they are not sinners or that sin does not exist, while 5% admitted they are sinners but are fine with it. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2:5-6, for there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. An Army Black Hawk helicopter crashed off the coast of Hawaii late Tuesday while conducting exercises with another helicopter, reports Fox News. The U.S. Coast Guard is still searching for the five members of the missing UH-60 Black Hawk air crew. And finally, U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Timothy Hansen was hailed a hero Sunday when he dove into a Tennessee river to save 17-year-old Ronnie Harris from drowning. Ronnie was separated from his family during a tubing trip and got caught in a current, struggling to keep his head above water. His mother told Fox 17 News, quote, "I just kept praying. God, please don't take this child from me. Please, somebody hear me," unquote. Soon after, Hansen rescued Ronnie from the water and resuscitated him. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.